Crane's Corner, news and comment. The year was 1994, and I was experiencing my first real work in California, a place I had only known as a vacation destination. The work was at once weird, challenging, and fascinating. I was one of several CBS News correspondents covering the O.J. Simpson murder trial in L.A. Lots of memories from that assignment, but one of the best occurred on a Friday night miles away from the downtown courthouse. It was in the press box at Dodger Stadium, where I got to meet someone I had admired from afar, the voice of the Dodgers, Vin Scully. Now, I grew up a Mets fan, but that was okay because the DNA of any Mets fan is a blend of Giant Orange and Dodger Blue. To this day, unless they're battling the Mets, I always pull for those California clubs. Scully, in our brief encounter, was, as I had always heard, the consummate gentleman. He was quick to introduce me to his dining companion, the Dodgers' late traveling secretary, Bill DeLurie, with a quip, "We'd never get anywhere without him." You can't blame the man who at 88 will call it a career when the Dodgers end their regular season October 2nd, fittingly against the rival Giants. But it will truly be the end of an era for baseball fans and broadcasters who agreed that there have been some great ones in the booth, but no one like Vin Scully. In 1986, about five rows from the top of Shea Stadium, I watched one of those incredible baseball moments when Mookie Wilson's grounder slid through Bill Buckner's legs, allowing the Mets to stay alive and later win the World Series. Dramatic as the moment was, it seemed so much more of a nail-biter when I watched a tape of Vin Scully describing on videotape what I had seen hours earlier live. Who could forget his incredible call of the Kirk Gibson home run that polished off the Mets in the NLCS in 1988. Scully's description of Hank Aaron's record-breaking 715 was brilliant, not for what he said, but what he didn't, allowing the roar of the crowd to seal the moment. There's no pure answer to which era had the best players, but as someone who watched them come and go for 67 years, calling 20 no-hitters, 3 perfect games, and 25 World Series, Vin Scully will tell you the best he ever saw wasn't a Dodger. It was a Giant named Willie Mays, who, just for the record, capped his career as a Met. Thanks for the memories, Mr. Scully. Crane's Corner, news and comment.